Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
You know, the new Aquaman...
Oh, yeah! Sorry, continue.
No, that's the best introduction yet. We're doing an Entourage episode.
Yes, we are.
We're doing the one where Vinny Chase... It's the opening day of the Vinny Chase, James Cameron Aquaman movie.
Who would have thought that this would come to pass for reals?
Yeah.
That's right. What's his name again? Adrien Grenier yes. is the real Aquaman.
That's right.
In James Wan's new movie.
The particular episode of Entourage we're looking at is the opening weekend of Aquaman,
mm-hmm.
and they're hoping that it beats
Spider-Man.
That beats Spider-Man, which at the time was the biggest opening for a movie
ever.
For all time.
Uh-huh.
This was an era when they could just use the Aquaman property for something like this because nobody thought they'd ever do anything good with it.
Mm.
So it's quite a time, the year 2000.
I want to say four. Yeah.
I think this might have been 2006, this episode.
Okay.
Because I think it's season two or three.
Righto.
But there was a bit of build up to this particular episode because it's a long running kind of theme of this series.
Is he going to do the movie?
Is he going to do... I mean, he ends up doing the movie.
Mm. I should preface this by saying I've only ever seen... Prior to this,
yeah.
I'd only ever seen the Entourage movie.
Yes.
And I'd only ever seen one episode of Entourage prior to that, but you had informed me at the time that it was one of the most Entourage-y episodes of Entourage.
Yes.
And you were like, hey, let's do an Entourage episode for this.
Yeah.
And it turns out it's the same episode I've seen. It's the same episode.
So
but I watched it again.
Yeah, absolutely you did. So there's a bit of back and forth about whether he was going to do the movie in prior episodes. There was a point where he was going to lose the role to Leonardo DiCaprio, they thought.
Oh, my goodness.
There was a moment where he was revealed the Aquaman suit. By the way, we say Aquaman in Australia. We get a lot of comments because people say it's Aquaman.
I used to say Aquaman and then it was shamed out of me. People were like, why do you say Aquaman? It's Aquaman. So,
well, it doesn't start with an O, does it?
That's true, it doesn't.
That's all I'm saying.
Anyway,
you can say
correct.
Anything however you want. It's
correct,
completely
yes.
up to you.
Mm-hmm.
Except for you, Mason. You have to say Aquaman.
Oh, no.
So they show him the Aquaman suit.
Yes.
He's like, well, this is a bit bloody Batman and Robin. And he's not going to do the movie.
Mm.
And then he wants to do the movie
again. As if I'm going to do the movie.
He wasn't going to do the movie.
And yeah.
And then James Cameron... Calls him up on a helicopter and says, Vince, even though I've seen 4 minutes of your new movie, you're the greatest actor
I've
ever seen.
So James Cameron is in attendance at Vinny's previous movie.
Yes.
And he's there... He's in the audience and he leaves after 10 minutes and everybody's like, oh man, this isn't going to work out for you, Vinny Chase. And then immediately after it turns out it has worked out well for Vinny Chase. What a twist.
He's going to do the movie. And he does do the movie because it's opening day. And look, we're expecting a bit of drama. And I'm not talking about bloody Johnny Drama. I mean, there's plenty of Johnny Drama.
Johnny Drama's in this. Even though Johnny Drama doesn't want to go to the Valley.
No, he doesn't. Look, I'm not from that area, obviously, because we say Aquaman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with the Valley?
I don't know.
Is it like the suburbs? What is it?
It seems a little bit, I don't know.
Because it just looks nice and fine.
Yeah, right.
No regular people living there.
Maybe that's it.
Not enough Ducatis.
Maybe Johnny Drama doesn't want to go down there because he thinks he's above the little people, you know?
Oh, right, yeah.
But so in this one, this episode, Vinny Chase and his entourage, they want to go down to the Valley where the regular people live.
That's right, the scum.
The scumbags, so he can watch the movie with an audience and everybody's going to, and just drink in the adulation. And they all...
I feel like this guy's never seen a movie. So to get that sense from that character.
Yeah, right?
Anyway,
And also the other entourage, they want to drink in the adulation because they all... believe they are also Vinny Chase.
Yes.
From what I've gathered from this. They all think they're part of one. They all think they're tendrils of this singular entity called Vinny Chase.
That's it. And the only useful ones are really E and Vinny, I guess. And Ari. But Turtles are Leech. and dramas.
I mean, he can drive a car, but I'm going to assume I've not seen any of the other episodes of the show, and I've never seen Vinny Chase below the waist, so maybe his legs have been crippled in some sort of accident and he can't drive a car.
Can we talk about, though, because we talked about this a little bit before.
And Johnny
we
Drama
recording.
Can make breakfast.
He can make breakfast, that's true. Like anybody can.
Yeah.
But can we talk about, do you think this guy looks like a movie star with his slumped shoulders and his cargo shorts?
Cargo shorts. That's the first thing I noticed in this. I'm like, he's wearing a lot, even for 2004, he's wearing some big baggy cargo shorts.
I don't know. I just feel like his head is very movie star.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But I feel like he doesn't carry himself like a movie star.
No, you're right.
Which I guess that's why it's a TV show and not a movie.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Anyway, whatever.
He feels like he'd be the boyfriend in an Anne Hathaway movie.
Yes.
Which he is. He's which in The Devil Wears Prada.
That's it. So they want the movie to open at minimum 95 million.
That's what it's projected.
Projected.
Projecting sales is 95 million.
Yes.
But Vinny Chase wants to beat
Spider-Man,
which had the greatest opening weekend of all time at 114
that's
million.
Right.
And of course, he's like, yeah, that's definitely going to happen. All these boys are like, yeah, that's definitely going to happen. And Ari's like, don't tell him that's going to happen. And they're like, no, it's definitely going to happen.
It's definitely going to happen.
Yeah.
And you think it's not going to happen, but we won't spoil what happens.
Mm-hmm.
It happens.
It definitely happens, yeah.
So Ari won't have sex with his wife because it's game day.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I don't do that on game day, baby. I'm the worst character in this show, probably. So Vinny's not stressed, though, because why should he be? Because everything has always worked out for him.
he's had two seasons already of everything working out for him because he's Vinny Chase.
So Ari's going into the office and he's feeling pretty good. Little does he know that things might take a turn for the worse. And he runs into Lloyd. He's only homophobic to him this episode. He's not racist, so that's good.
Also, and Lloyd is his assistant?
Yes.
Yeah, uh-huh.
He's at 50% in
okay,
this
true.
Episode.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Then the numbers go up and they're predicting something close to 100 because they go and they go down the street. It's in a heat wave, mate.
Don't tell Vinny.
Everyone tells Vinny. Everyone tells him straight away. So they go down to the valley and there's lines around the block for this 2004-6 Aquaman
movie. You want to get in that cinema. It's got the AC pumping,
it
you
does,
know?
Absolutely.
They don't have AC down in the valley. They're all scum. They all just hang around burning oil drums all day, you
it's
know?
It's the RoboCop future
it
down
is,
there.
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's lines around the block. They finally get in there and we actually see a little bit of the movie Aquaman.
Now, I asked you earlier, there's you never see any other clips from this Aquaman movie. You never really see anything of Vinny Chase's actual movie output. Like in the
not
movie.
Not for this. No.
No. Okay, yeah. Right. Because in the movie, you see his next big movie where he's some sort of DJ who's also some sort of
Hyde
social revolutionary kind of thing.
Yeah. And it's Hyde. It's Dr. Jekyll.
Oh, is
Mr.
it? Okay,
Hyde.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's lauded as the most incredible movie anyone's ever made.
Yeah.
But the clip you see of it, it looks like a C-grade Blade ripoff.
Yes.
Like a decade too late.
Yeah. He's also done Queens Boulevard. You see a little bit of that.
Uh-huh.
There's bits and pieces.
And some historical epic?
Yeah, he does one about drug cartels.
Right, okay.
And he does a firefighter one with that he gets fired off or
and
something.
And everybody... Now, is there ever any implication that what he's doing actually isn't very good?
No. It is believed in this universe,
yeah,
in this bizarre parallel world,
yeah,
that he is one of the greatest actors in the world.
Because if you watch, say, like a show like 30 Rock,
yeah,
everybody on that show is really funny and really smart and engaging. But if you ever watch any clips of the show that they make,
yeah,
it's terrible.
Yes,
so
intentionally.
I'm just, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
No, I thought this show was initially when they released it, it was aware of what it was doing and
uh-huh,
poking fun. And, you know, the Hollywood is ridiculous and this guy, he's clearly not as talented as uh-huh, everyone is saying that he is. But it is that.
Yeah, right.
Like, it's not a parody.
Oh, wow.
It's just dudes who everything works out for.
Yeah, right.
I mean, there's a little bit of tongue-in-cheek Hollywood stuff, but it's mostly just a guy who gets everything that he's ever wanted, and Turtle accidentally becomes a millionaire one day.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So they're down in the valley.
They're watching this movie. It looks fine. I mean, he doesn't really put on any kind of...
A guy stands up to go to the bathroom and Johnny Drama threatens him.
You think there's going to be plenty of Johnny Drama in this, and they're bloody as a
there's
potato.
Plenty of Johnny Drama, right? And then the guy sits down again, and we're about to get to this... We're about to get to the most epic action sequence of all time where he leaps into the water. There's a big wave coming and then there's a blackout.
There is a blackout. So we don't see any of the costume in the movie. He's not blonde or bearded or... He just looks like him. They didn't change
anything yeah,
about him to be... Uh-huh. Anyway, whatever. It's not... It doesn't matter. It
yeah,
really doesn't. So, yeah, there's a blackout. Everybody's very upset. They're going to refund the audience and Turtle can't believe it because that'll impact the box office numbers.
My favorite part of that scene was there's a blackout and then the cinema manager comes out and he says, okay, sorry, folks, there's been a blackout. Really sorry. But if you want to come out in the foyer, I'll give you all your money back. And then Turtle's like, hey, they've seen nearly half the movie. Don't give them their money back. And then everybody's like, hey, it's Vinny Chase. He's so cool.
He gets accosted by some nerds.
Who are like, we love you so... One of whom is that guy. That guy we know from
Sam stuff. Levine.
Sam Levine. And Sam the man one, Levine.
The other one is the kid from Kindergarten Cop who goes, Mr. Kimball, are you all right? It's that kid.
Yeah, right.
I looked it up. Uh-huh. It's the same kid.
But imagine if, like, imagine how ungrateful you have to be for Turtle to be like, hey, don't give them their money back. These people, they haven't seen a full movie. Don't give them their money back. What a dog of a bloke.
He's a dog of a bloke.
Yeah.
He's a turtle of a bloke, Mason.
Ooh.
So apparently, because he's being hassled by nerds, you know, your stereotypical nerds. They talk about there's a harpoon fight in the movie, which we didn't see. And they ask him whether the seahorse he rides is animatronic CGI or animatronic. And he doesn't know.
Yeah, right.
It's animatronic because E informs him. But he would have sat on that seahorse for weeks.
Yeah, right.
Does he not realize that they built a seahorse?
Does he not know any... Like, I think the idea is it's like, well, only nerds would know the difference between this and this. But like, you're in the movie industry.
Yeah.
You would know if you're doing a CGI day or an animatronic day, surely.
That's right, exactly.
Base level knowledge, right?
So he's accosted by all these fans and he's ushered into the car and they escape. But they get bad news, Mason. There's blackouts all over the city and they're stuck in a traffic jam. They've been told that this won't affect the numbers overall and they're looking at an 8-digit outcome for the weekend. 6-digit maybe.
No, I think he says 85 million. I think it says it's gone down to 85 million.
Oh, I thought I think at this point they were like, no, it's still looking good.
Oh, I see, right,
because the rolling blackouts haven't happened yet.
Okay, right.
So then Adrian Grenier promises them, listen, because I'm a good bloke, because I'm the best bloke and everything always works out, I'm going to buy you guys some motorbikes.
How much money does he have? Seems like too much.
It does seem like too much, yeah.
How many movies has he done at this point?
Not, this is his first big break one.
But and he's just thrown out. He's just buying...
I mean, he's probably got a check from Aquaman and whatever.
Oh, yeah, maybe, yeah.
Probably,
okay.
Yeah. Anyway, Turtle knows the area where to go to get some good motorbikes. Because
the motorbike store.
The motorbike store because it's next door to the best rub and tug in town.
Terrific. He's a great bloke.
Which is good for Turtle. And Vinny buys 4 Ducatis.
For
his boys.
Yeah.
But there's another blackout, Mason. And things maybe won't be looking good. And also, Ari's in therapy with his wife because he never listens to his wife or has sex with his wife. So he spends the time in therapy yelling at everybody.
Uh-huh.
And then there's a blackout in therapy. So he's not having a good day, is he?
Absolutely not.
As they're outside the Ducati store, the nerds turn up again.
Oh my God, they've followed him.
Gross.
Mm-hmm.
And says, do you want to come to a party, like a high school party? And they're like, yep.
Yeah, we would love to do that.
All of us are 25 to 45.
Yep.
But definitely, can we please come to this high school party? And Vince's plan is to get all these nerds laid, mate. That's what he's up to.
Oh, yeah. He's a man of the people. He loves to give back.
He certainly does.
Also, for no reason. Like, why is he a man of the people?
Yeah, I he's from...
He's a handsome dude who's...
He's from the Bronx or Queens or something.
Right,
I don't know. Yeah.
All right.
They talk about it in other episodes. He's from the streets just like us.
He's from the streets just like them. Okay, right.
I mean, nothing as bad as the Valley, obviously.
No, obviously. Ugh. Ugh.
Ari smashes Lloyd's gift. It's a little bit of drama. I mean, we knew there'd be some drama.
We just assumed it would be Johnny drama, which there certainly is.
And Ari, again, won't have sex with his wife because he's going to see Vince down in the Valley.
It's
game day, baby!
In the Valley!
What did you think of Turtle trying to pick up a girl?
Ham-fisted?
So there's a moment where a girl is talking to Turtle.
And he doesn't want to flirt with her because she thinks she's underage.
Yeah.
And then as soon as she's like, actually, no, I'm the older sister. I'm of age. She doesn't say that, but it's implied.
Yeah.
She's of age. All of a sudden, he's like the tongue's out, and he's like, hey, baby.
It's very awkward. But she, you know, that character was written with some sanity, and she leaves Turtle.
Uh-huh.
Vinny has an almost famous moment. I really thought he was going to jump into the pool.
Yeah, right.
Hoping he'd crack his head on the side.
But that would only happen if he wanted it to happen, because everything works out the way he wants. True,
exactly, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's the physical embodiment of the secret.
Absolutely.
Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Right, so everyone's generally really worried, but having a good time because of the rolling blackouts, they're not expected to beat Spider-Man, which they were never supposed to beat in the first place.
Yep.
And these rolling blackouts are made it
especially
even more
considering Aquaman is an unbelievably lame concept and character.
Especially...
I'm happy to say that now.
But especially in this era as well.
And compared to Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The most famous comic book character of all time, arguably.
Uh-huh.
So Ari turns up. And you think it's going to be some bad news. It's a bit of drama. I mean, we knew there'd be drama.
Drama because it's Johnny drama, yeah.
But it turns out...
And he's like, listen, you thought that we were going to earn a certain amount of money for this movie. But guess what? It's more than that amount of money.
And they beat Spider-Man by a couple of mil.
Apropos of nothing.
Well, it turns out that the rolling blackouts only affected the
ticket polling machines.
Polling machines, but not the cinemas themselves.
No.
Even though we saw it affecting the entire West Coast.
All it did was affect our knowledge of how many tickets were sold, but nobody else in America had a blackout in their cinema. Nobody demanded their money back. Everything's perfectly fine.
Maybe Turtle was going cinema to cinema, going, "Oi,
hey, don't do it! Don't give them their money back!"
Also, they said earlier that the rolling blackouts were from San Francisco to San Diego. That is a huge area.
That's a lot of the West
Coast.
That's
a lot of the coast.
Yeah, right.
From our limited knowledge. Mm-hmm. So everyone cheers. All these high school kids, they can't believe Vinny Chase has done it. Everyone's getting laid. The nerds are going to get the girls. Ari gets thrown in the pool. This is your favourite moment that you remember from Entourage, isn't it? The bit with the nerds at the end.
Oh, what happens with the nerds at the end?
When they're like, "Oh, we're going to take these girls back to our basement and get laid, baby."
Nice, yeah.
Can we have a lift? And they're like,
That's right, yeah.
Well, you can't have a lift.
But you can have my Maserati. And they're like, "Where do I give it back?" And he's like, "Give it back to the dealership. The lease is not for months." And they're like, "Woo! Woo! You've done it again. You're such a giver." And then Ari, I don't know. What happened to the motorcycles, though? Because afterwards, Ari gives them a lift home in his car.
Oh, yeah.
Did they just leave the motorcycle?
Does it matter?
He just bought four motorcycles and left them.
It doesn't matter to Vinny Chase and the boys.
That's true. There's always more motorcycles, isn't there?
Oh, mate.
More Ducatis.
I have a question about Johnny Drama.
Yes.
Is that guy the best actor in the world in real life? Or do you think he's just doing what kind of person he is?
Oh,
because he's so good at it.
Yeah.
Like, I genuinely think he's so good at just being this pathetic, just waste of space.
I think it's acting.
Terrible actor. Yeah.
He's Matt Dillon's brother, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, but you're right, because also he was probably also in the shadow of Matt Dillon. Like Johnny Drama is in the shadow of Vinny Chase,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Actually, I've got a bit of follow-up to this, though, because the Aquaman story goes past this episode. So do you want to see where this ends up?
Yes.
Just heads up, everything turns out fine, obviously.
Oh, of course, terrific.
So he's turning up, he's supposed to turn up to a meeting for Aquaman 2 with the head of the studio. Mm-hmm. Vinny doesn't want to do the movie because the sequel isn't going to be done by James Cameron. It's going to be written by Kevin Smith, but it's going to be directed by Michael Bay. And he's like, "Well, I'm not doing a bloody Michael Bay movie. I'm the best actor in the world," everyone says, which is true in this universe.
Absolutely.
So he doesn't go to the meeting, even though he's like, "You know what? Fine, I'll do it." But he doesn't go to the meeting, so he gets fired. The guy's like, "You're off the case." he's not a detective.
Hand in your acting gun and your acting badge. You're off the case.
So they replace him in Aquaman 2, the 2007 sequel, with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Mm.
And the reason they chose him was because that was what was going to happen in Spider-Man 2.
Right,
Tobey Maguire had a back injury and there was rumors that he was negotiating for more money. So they went, "Well, we'll just get Gyllenhaal."
Yeah.
So that was going to happen in real life.
This is based on true life events.
Exactly.
Wow. Wait, so is the Entourage story the story of Tobey Maguire? Is it a thinly veiled biography of Tobey Maguire?
I guess it is. Mm. That and that movie about, you know, the poker one and Michael...
Molly's Game?
The horrible Michael Cera character in that. Complete sociopath is apparently based off Tobey Maguire.
There you go, right.
Anyway, do you want to know a little bit about how Aquaman 2 worked out?
Yes.
It is unknown how the film did critically, but many people have remarked how Vince was better in the original Aquaman.
Oh, of course
he was. Jake Gyllenhaal was in Aquaman. Too.
That absolute charisma vacuum that is Jake Gyllenhaal.
However, Alan Gray, who's the studio executive, said he wished he would have cast Jake in the first Aquaman instead of Vince after he saw Jake's screen test for Aquaman 2. It was possible, though, that he said this just to anger Ari. And Turtle also remarked in season 5 that the movie did good after Vince couldn't land the role in Smoke Jumpers, which was set up by Warner Brothers. So there you go. That's the story of Aquaman in the Entourage universe.
Wow. Well, hopefully Aquaman in our universe will do as well, if not better.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maybe in the sequel. What's the actor's name? Vinny Chase?
Yeah, Adrian Grenier.
Yeah, Adrian Grenier will take over in the role of Aquaman due to some kind of negotiation situation.
Maybe.
Would you love that?
I would love that so much.
Life imitates art, doesn't it? You know.
Well, in a lot of ways, but in other ways, I think Jason Momoa would look better in a set of cargo shorts than Adrien Grenier.
You know what? If he was wearing cargo shorts, I don't think I'd even notice.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. He's just effortlessly cool, man. He's got great tats. Yep. He's got a good look.
He does have
Mini
a good
Chase
look.
Chase just looks like a lollipop with a mop on it.
Momoa can wear hats.
He can wear a hat. Wear hats. Doesn't have to wear a hat though.
But he could, yeah.
But he could.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Imagine Vinny Chase in a hat. As if.
Not with that head.
Yeah.
Okay, so look, we do Caravan of Garbage here every Tuesday, but we also have videos here every Sunday and Thursday. In addition to that, and we also have a podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. Feel free to check that out if you want. It comes out every Monday.
Please. Maybe check out our Entourage the Movie episode from way back when.
Oh, my goodness.
We really put the boot in.
Also, there's a video version of this if you want to check it out on my YouTube channel, Mr. Sunday Movies, if you want to see what we're talking about. And believe me, you don't.
If you want to see that drama. And we're not just talking about Johnny drama.
All right, thanks for watching, guys.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.